1 minute until showtime.
You are listening to the Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. I tell you, this has been quite a week. This has been a week that you should be able to remember. Hello? Can you hear me? This has been quite a week. Nobody will believe what is happening today, because this Symbol of the Year award has turned out to be a movement. It's not just calling out symbols, but it has become a real movement. In the city of Benton Harbor, a small community like Benton Harbor, we have over 500 symbols running around, and they run in packs, you see. And these symbols are being manufactured. They're being manufactured, and they label them on the back of their neck, and it appears they have three sixes on their neck. You know, what is so sad about this is that now this thing has caught fire all over the country. Just recently, Salt Lake City, they're going to have the Symbol of the Year Award. Mount Pleasant, Iowa, they're going to have the Symbol of the Year Award. St. Paul, Minnesota, they're going to have the Symbol of the Year Award. Madison, Wisconsin, they're going to have the Symbol of the Year Award. Kansas City, Missouri, they're going to have the Symbol of the Year Award. Oklahoma City, they're going to have the Symbol of the Year Award. And Selma, Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, Jackson, Mississippi. And I'm going to talk about, I was on the radio in Raleigh, North Carolina, talking about the Symbol of the Year Award. And they want to be involved in this. They want to make sure that this thing is spread all over the country. What we want to do, we want to make sure we're calling out these people. These people, these are people who have been robbed of themselves. This is the definition of a symbol, a person who has been robbed of themselves. See, any kind of white folks can't defeat you, they will always find a black person, some bootlicking, butt-kissing, buck-dancing, black person trot out in front of the people, and the black people accept them. That's a symbol. A symbol, who a person who doesn't have the interest of black children, black people, in the black community. What they normally do for a few pennies, they rob the people of their valuable. This is what they do. See, they tried that with the emergency manager. The emergency manager was something. You had to know about the emergency manager in order to understand it. You see, they gave the emergency manager absolute power to come into a community and sell off all their assets. That's right. They came into Benton Harbor, Michigan, and they sold off all the Benton Harbor assets. And that's part of the problem with the water crisis we have here. And then Whirlpool continues. See, for the last 30 years or 40, Whirlpool Corporation has put their plan into operation. Here's what they did. They attacked the school system first. You know, they stopped allowing our children to be educated. And we was too busy making a living. I educated my children. But they made sure that they went after the children first. They made sure they went after the children first. And they stopped educating our children here in Benton Harbor. I can talk about Benton Harbor because that's what I know. You see, And this trickled on down to where we at today. You see, they don't educate the children no more. Their goal, and they, here's the thing, Whirlpool supported people stealing money from the school system. Because longer you was on their side, doing their bidding, you could steal millions of dollars. You see, that's how it operates. They took over the elected officials and made them Sambos, a person who had been robbed of himself. You see, a bootlicker, buck dancer, buck kissing, who do not have the interest of the black community and our children. That's just the way it is. But we allow them to get away with it. That's the sad part. We allow them to get away with stuff just like this. It's unfortunate that we do this. Because we've got to remember that the struggle that has taken place in recent years in Benton Harbor is a case in point. One that holds on numerous lessons for the American people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war over whether Benton Harbor residents and America will have prosperity, democracy, live in poverty, and have clean, safe water. They didn't care whether Benton Harbor residents had clean, safe water. It's a miracle that I knew what to do. You see, a lot of times we don't know what to do. A lot of times we don't know what to do. But I knew what to do, and I went after it, you see. When we filed that petition with the EPA, that blew their wig off, because they didn't think black people has the ability to think, you see. They don't see black people as thinkers. So that is why the Sambo of the Year is so important. I'm putting up my Sambos here, my leather seats. She's the top Sambo. Matter of fact, I would say she's the top Sambo in the nation. She got 25,227 votes. And I'm putting my money where I talk. I'm putting my money up. And we're saying we're putting $500. And what we're going to do, the winner of whoever wins is going to put up a basketball court somewhere in there. I'm putting it on my church property. I'm putting up a basketball court if I win the $3,000. We got six people. My Sambos is going up against Houston, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Columbus, Ohio. And everybody is putting up $500. So those of you out there, make sure you get out and vote. And you vote by hitting my email. It don't start until February 1st. We call it the Super Bowl of Sambos. The Super Bowls of Sambo. And they believe, you know, I kind of believe that we're favored to win this thing. But my thing is that we're a smaller city than all these cities. You know, we only have 10,000 people. But my thing is that my radio show, we have so many people listening. We started this a long time ago. And I think it's so important that people understand how important this is. You know, we got the top Sambos, you know, but it's so many. I would say maybe a million Sambos in the country or more, at least a million, you see, who have been robbed of themselves. And it's unfortunate. Curve, they come back like they're heroes, and you guys treat them like heroes. See, Benton Harbor is not the smartest community it is in the world. I would say they probably have one of the lowest IQs, probably in the country or in the world. But I can't see, and this is me talking, how anybody who's black could even want to be a Sambo. You see, when I was on the radio show in Raleigh, North Carolina, they were so excited about this. They said, sometimes, you know, like I told them, this is no longer just a thing. This is a movement now. I'm going to take this thing all over the country. I don't have the strength to have to put this thing in order, but I'm going to get all the cities next year. We're going to have a playoff for the Sambos, and then we're going to have the Super Bowl once again. This is Super Bowl number one coming up, starting February the 1st, you know. And I'm telling you this, nobody's going to out-sample my Sambos. Nobody. Because these are the top Sambos in the world. I got a call from Houston. The guy used to be in the Nation of Islam. The Final Call wrote an article about Marcus Muhammad. And the guy was pretty upset about it, because he's saying the minister should know better. He should know that that boy is a state of terror. He said he could tell by the way he was talking that he strictly was against the residents of Benton Harbor, but the residents of Benton Harbor don't know no better. You see, their minds are not developed enough to handle this situation. They're not developed. That's why their children's running wild and all this stuff going haywire. They don't know. They don't have the ability of thinking. And then when they took critical thinking out of the school, this blew their mind. This blew their mind. I tell you that. This blew their mind. Nothing like that in existence, you know. And when I'm talking in Raleigh, North Carolina, on this guy's show, he's so excited that someone has taken this step. This should have been done 10 years ago. We have to figure out a way, how are we going to stop these Sambos? How? The only way we can stop them is the people take a stand and say no more. No more Sambos. You're not going to steal from my children. You're not going to steal from my children. You're not going to take from my community. You're not going to do it to enhance yourself. And this guy called me when he was talking from Houston, Texas. He made the call, and he was like, he said, look, man, he said, I'm with you 100%, you know. He said, I know who you are, and I know what you can do. But look, we got to make sure. He said, I'm shocked that Minister Louis Farrakhan has not stepped up to the plate. I said, well, he's older now. You know, I don't look at him. But his children, the next people in line, the leaders, they had the nerve to put an article in the Final Call about this guy like he's doing something. They lost all their credibility, the Nation of Islam, the Final Call. They don't have, at this time, credibility. And people been calling when I was in Raleigh, get a call from you. This thing is going to be big. These Sambos to a whole lot. Can you imagine all the hell that black people been through? All the hell that black people been through, you know, for over 450 years of abuse, mistreatment, torture, hanging. These people that was hanging folks, they was Christians. They would go to church at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning, get out at 1 o'clock because they always be on time, and go hang a black person after they get a meal. And while they're hanging the black person, if it's a female, they'll cut the baby out. And if the baby falls out, they'll stomp the baby head until he's dead. That's the history. That's the history right there. That's where we at when we talk about torture, and you got the nerve to want to be a Sambo. You got the nerve to want to be a Sambo. My little sis, you need to go somewhere and sit your butt down. Marcus Muhammad, you need to go somewhere and sit your butt down. Dwayne Seats, you need to go somewhere and sit your butt down. We know that now you're an alcoholic. We know that. And I know, I understand, you know, that's because of your activities. That's your activity had exposed you, and you get up on Sunday morning and preach the gospel. What kind of mess is this? What kind of mess is this? What kind of mess is this? And then let me talk about they raped the women at will. Whenever they felt like raping a black woman, they will rape her. Nobody go to jail for that. And then when they got through with them, they'll go rape the man. Yeah, they don't never talk about the men getting raped back in them days, but they was getting raped also. Yeah. They were raping them, and there's nothing you could have done. Because they would have killed you, and nobody goes to jail. If they would have hung you, nobody goes to jail. Because you was only 3/5 of a human being. That's all. You were 3/5 of a human being. All you were, 3/5 of a human being. And then they raped the children. Yeah, they raped the children. They raped the children, you see. And they did it at will, whenever they felt like, you know. And there's nothing you could have done then. Ain't nothing you're going to do now. But we got sexual predators running around Benton Harbor right now. This guy named Michael Hoy, he's a white guy. He tried to kill him, tried to rape somebody and kill him. And the police won't arrest him. So, and remember that these sexual predators hang together, just like Sambos hang together. He hang with these Sambos. You see, he's making sure that these Sambos doing what a Sambo's supposed to do. You see. That's where we at here. It's unfortunate, though, you know. You know, the sad part of all this, at the end of the day, history is going to be recording our actions. Black people must decide if they want to be honored as great leaders or be internally disgraced as a sample. Critical, our, and the choice is yours. You have to make that choice. There are no rules here. We're just trying to accomplish something, you know, we as black folks. And we should never, never, ever forget. See, the Black Holocaust from 1619 to 1861, more than 15 million Africans were sold into slavery. More than 35 million died during that period of time. But the problem is some black folks love master more than they love themselves. Master don't have to do anything. He can just sit back, watch while he take on the oppressive mindset of the Sambo. Yeah. But we have to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do. And we can't fight that way. Only a fool fight by the rules that his enemy has laid out. Only a fool. So we have to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do. Time's up with this stuff. Now it's time for us to think about the future of our children. There's nothing else in this world more important than our children. And that's where we have dropped the ball. We let these devils get in here. We're so scared to open our mouths. They're going to come after you. They're coming after you now. They're coming after you right now in a scientific way. They're attacking. They attack the school system. That's how you make samples. They're like Whirlpool. They have a manufacturer where they start manufacturing these samples. They use, like, here the Boys and Girls Club. They teach them that Whirlpool is their God and everything. Whirlpool is not God. They're not God. I don't care how much money they have. They're not God, you see. And we have to tell them. We have to tell them no more. We got to teach these samples. And this thing going to go all across this country. I want over 100 cities that have the Sambo of the Year Award. And we're heading towards that right now. We're heading right in that direction. We're making sure that we're doing what we need to do. We're making sure that we're on top of our business. There's nothing more important than being on top of our business. And that's just the way it is. There is no if, ands, or buts about it. You know, we talk about we care about our children, we love them so much. Why would we let? Now, here's the thing. People see We got to have these warriors to take a stand. They're trying to, they don't flood in our community with drugs. They don't flood it. I mean, there's so much drug here. They even got a building, the Harbor Tower, where you can go there and you can get as much drugs, any kind of drugs you want. And they know it. They don't care. When they get ready to bust them, see, they bust them and turn them in, they get federal dollars. But let me say this to all you samples out there. We're coming for you. We're coming for everyone to see. My letter C, we're coming for you. Marcus Muhammad, we're coming for you. Dwayne Seeks, we're coming for you. Trenton Bowen, we're coming for you. Ron Singleton, we're coming for you. We're coming for you. Sharon Henderson, we're coming for you. Ellis Mitchell, we're coming for you. Alex Little, we're coming for you. Chief McGinnis, we're coming for y'all. Because now is the time. This is turned into a movement. And we're going to make sure that we have the tools to fight back against you guys. The thing is to save our children. Save our children at all costs. There is no ifs, ands, and buts about this. There is no ifs, ands, and buts about this. We're moving forward, and we're going to make sure that we're doing that we need to do. And I'm going to be bringing in my first guest. My first guest is going to be Belinda Paca Brown from New Orleans. She's going to be, and I'm going to be switching over to the Blog Talk Radio, because right now we got 10 different radio stations around the country that is airing this right now. 10 different radio stations. And we're talking about Houston right now. We're talking about St. Louis, Missouri. We're talking about Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're talking about Columbus, Ohio. We're talking about Cincinnati, Ohio. We're talking about Mount Pleasant, Iowa. We're talking about Kansas City, Missouri, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Those are the ones in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we're going to make sure that this get around so people can talk and do what I think. And then we're going to bring in my first guest, Belinda Paca Brown, the one and only. And then I'm going to bring in Gloria, and then I'm going to bring in Denise in that order. So, Belinda Paca Brown,
talk
to me. Hey,
Pastor Pinckney. How are you today?
What is going on in your world, girl?
Yes, indeed. I just love hearing you talk about your Sambos and how you promote them. And, you know, you really brag on them because you got some bragging rights. You know, I agree with you that, you know, can't nobody beat your Sambos.
Yeah.
But we have some Sambos down here in Louisiana. You know, I didn't really ramp up my support of, you know, getting my Sambos on the black list down here because there's so many of them here. I don't think you got as many as I do, but you got some good ones. You got some good ones, Pastor Pinckney. And I beg the difference to challenge you with yours because, see, I know you got some good ones. But I'm calling to say real quick, if you allow me, what I would like to see happen moving forward in 2024. You
Let's
know,
go
we
for
up
it.
On the new year, 2024, Pastor Pinckney, here on your Blog Talk Radio show with Pinckney to Pinckney, you know, telling the whole world what they need to know. And when you say we're not going to stand for it, we're not going to tolerate it, and we're not going to take it anymore. And that's what we're saying in 2024. We just not going to take it no more, Pastor Pinckney. You know, mm-hmm. What we're saying is that we're going to expose everything. And as black people in America, it's time for us to know that we have to unite and come together. You know, I'm happy to hear that you got all of these different states on the call, on the show today, listening to us. But what we're saying is that the Black is Back Coalition is a phenomenal organization that was formed to bring us all together so that we can identify a project that we all can support and we all can work together and get those projects in our communities across this country, okay, and that we can support one another in doing that. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, because what we need in 2024 is sustainability. We need economics. We need money to sustain and to help the organizations that's doing the good work like you doing, Pastor Pinckney, calling out these Sambos, giving them awards, letting the whole world know that we just not going to take this anymore. These sellouts and these people that look like us, that's been handpicked and paid to represent us, that's not for us, we're going to expose them, and they got to go in 2024. Now.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
That's it, Pastor Pinckney. I had to get that in there because you got me all ramped up and excited that they're going to be exposed. You know, and then we want people to come forth, you know, like our celebrities out here, you know, all the, you know, that know that they can help and support and build and stop whining and crying and begging and talking about what Trump gonna do, what Biden gonna do. I don't care what none of the people gonna do. They ain't never done nothing for us, no way. It's about what we're going to do in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to know, is my people ready to get on board and marry their money and come together on a project that everybody can do and build in their own communities? We don't need to reinvent the wheel. What determined them doing out there in St. Louis? You know that rehabilitation and re-violation of the community and building basketball courts in dilapidated communities for our children to have a park and something to go to. We all need to be doing that, and we can do it, Pastor Pinckney. You know we can do it. You know, we got to stop whining and crying and begging and go and ask permission. Can we do this? Can we do that? Look what they doing. That ain't right. We got to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about what they going to do. It's about what we going to do.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, and we have to show up and show out. We got to stop all this crying and stuff like that and allowing these people to do whatever they want to do to our people, because actually, our level of concentration should be on our children. See, that's how you build a movement.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's
right, Pastor
Pinckney.
We can't. We're gonna, you know, and you know, my thing is now it's time out for doing the same old stuff. You know, marching. You know, going here, going there, talking about what they doing. No, let's talk about what's being done. We don't want to talk about what they did. Let's talk about what's being done. What we're rising up. How we going to rise up and do what we need to do to help our people and to help our community, help our children have a better future. Because they not going to do it. They just proved to us that they not going to do it.
Mm-mm.
You know, I'm going to tell you, Pastor Pinckney, it's a dangerous thing that's going on right now. Okay, and it's called the wax. It's the wax. And if people don't know what it is, they better find out about it. And they put it inside of a vape, and they got our young kids smoking it, Pastor Pinckney. They can go 2 steps from their school and get that stuff from the filling station, from a grocery store on any corner. It's called synthetic weed, liquid wax, and it's, and I'm gonna tell you, it's frying our children's brains. It's making them feel like they nothing. It's making them feel like they don't have a purpose. They don't have a future. It's making them feel like they just they give their life up and at the drop of a dime. That's why they can get out and kill each other, because they don't have no reason or no purpose to be here. And they telling them, this stuff is telling them, getting in their head and telling them, kill yourself, kill this person, kill that person. It's called the wax, Pastor Pickney.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of it. Mm-hmm. But I know these kids is on this vapor stuff. I know that they're really, really, really on that. And I'm
concerned
about
it. Well, we know
crack
was bad. We know crack cocaine was bad when they infiltrated our communities with that. But the wax... Then hit it to the 10th power. It's way greater than the crack, and it's doing way more damage than the crack have ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And our kids is dropping dead like flies on it. You know, we just had a 32-year-old young man, a 22-year-old young man, an 18-year-old young man. They dropping like flies. But I want to say this, Pastor Pickney, because I just got off the phone with your good friend Danny Glover the other day, and I want, you know, because this mother is saying that, you know, I got a picture. I'm going to send you a picture of me and her together. I went to the child's funeral. The church was packed, standing room only, people all outside all the way to the street at this young man's funeral. And Natasha, my daughter, spoke at the funeral because it was her student. And the mother said that she want to do something, that this don't happen to nobody else's child. And I want to introduce her to you, Pastor Pickney, because we need to put together something, you know, because her young child was, he was brilliant. You know, they awarded him, you know, he was getting ready to graduate this year. You know, if Tasha taught him, you know he's smart. And, you know, they gave him all kinds of honor awards and certificates and stuff because, you know, he was a very bright child, brilliant, smart. You know, he had a dream to help other young children, and he left out of here premature because of the type of stuff that we done set back and infiltrated our community to destroy our young children. Okay, we got to stop it. So his mother want to do something, Pastor Pickney. It's so sad. But I want to introduce her to you so that we can hopefully get, you know, some of your connections, you know, people like Will Smith, somebody to come down here and speak to, you know, help us put on something so that she can be able to get something going where she can, you know, help these mothers of young children that are dying in the street to stop this, Pastor Pickney, to give them some type of warning, you know, signs that she noticed in her child that was happening, and she just didn't know what to do, you know, because she didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right, now hey, I'm ready. Absolutely. I understand all that, you know. Yeah, so all we got to do is just stay focused, do what we need to do. Yeah.
But yes,
yeah.
Indeed, that's where we're going for 2024. We're going to do this, and I just want, you know, the more people that join up and support Banco and the great work that you're doing, Pastor Pickney, you know, you my mentor. You know, you my greatest inspirer and inspire me to do this great work that we're doing here in Louisiana. So I want to appreciate you and wish you a happy, happy new year. Happy holidays to you and Dorothy. I love you, and I'll give your love to my family too as well. And I'll let you know if we're going to be in town, if we're going to pop in and knock on your door.
All right, but you know what? I'm glad
already
to have
you. Want good people coming. You want good people coming to your house on New Year's Day.
Oh, for sure. Because, you know, if bad people come, they be coming all year, they say. So, you know.
That's right.
We definitely can't have that. So you know how it goes. But listen, let's talk soon and let's see where we at and let's do what we need to do. And listen, if we don't talk, we'll talk next Sunday. Yeah, but we're going to make it happen, that's for sure. But listen, I got to let you go, Belinda Parker Brown. Love you. Tell the family, give them a big hug and a kiss for me. And I hope to see y'all soon.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Pigney. Bye.
All right now. All right now. Yeah, all right. Let's bring in my good friend, Gloria. Yes, absolutely.
Greetings, Reverend Pinkney.
Greetings, Gloria. How you doing?
I'm good.
How's everything going?
Everything is moving, you know. Stick and move. So.
There you go.
That's what we're doing. Now, to bounce off of Sister Parker, Belinda Parker Brown, 2024 is going to be a big change. The sun is going to get hotter. As a matter of fact, there might be two suns out. Things are going to change. The earth is going to start taking care of itself because man has destroyed it, you know, and is working on destroying it. But what I want to add is 10 terrible things the U.S. did to its own citizens just so people can get the understanding that what is going on with this technology and targeted individuals, they can target a whole block of people with their technology unless we all get together, speak out. If I'm the only one talking and you know about it but you're not saying anything, well, you're just as at fault as the creeps that are out here. You know, not to say anything. You have to. Everyone should speak up. It was me today. It will be you tomorrow. So what I want to start off with is number 10 was McCarthyism. In the 1950s, Hoover had this thing going about communism and everything. And, you know, he was very hard on people. That's when the real surveillance got started, you know, digging into people's past and taking pictures. Number 9 was the Tuskegee syphilis. Now, that Tuskegee syphilis experiment, that started in 1932. It didn't end until 1972. It started off with 600 people. Years later, there were 60 men left. This affected their families' families, their children, their grandchildren. They did all kinds of things to walk around with syphilis and not know it. But in 1972, after 40 years, okay, they decided, oh, we're going to stop this experiment. Then there was Project MKUltra, done by the CIA. They used LSD. They used prostitutes and LSD. And there was a gentleman that would watch through a two-way mirror. And he was so intense on watching and not taking his eyes off of what was going on. He had a toilet built in so he wouldn't have to move. He can keep his eye on what was going on with this LSD. Then there was COINTELPRO. That was led by J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover, his biggest fear, he said, was in the black community, a messiah might be born. So his thought, I guess, was let's kill them all so we get the Messiah too. Then number 6, the murder of Fred Hampton. That's where the GIPS came in, the Ghetto Informant Program. Now, this man, when he was saying power to the people, he wasn't talking about taking over, na-da-da-da-da. He wanted to build his community. They started with the free breakfast program. Children going to school without any breakfast, empty stomachs. They started that. They killed Fred Hampton because he was making a difference. He was making a difference in his community. Number 5 was Hurricane Katrina. our people were set up. And the audacity for Mrs. Bush, when the people had to go to the stadium and then the toilets overflowed, all this madness, she had the audacity to say, well, gee, this is probably better than some of their homes. How dare you? So now you're getting the attitude, you're getting the idea what these people are about. Something's wrong with them. Something is wrong. And then there's capital punishment to the legally authorized killing of someone as for punishment of a crime. That's off the chain. You know, the next thing is persecution of whistleblowers. Now it becomes a crime when you're a whistleblower. They want people to be in fear. And fear is just fake engineering to alter your reality. And number one was the drone killing of the U.S. teenager overseas that President Obama authorized. These people are off the chain. When we get together, which we have to, this is the turning point, 2024. This is the turning point because since I've been targeted since 2009, there's about 2 million people now in the United States that's targeted. And they keep going and they keep going. So we're going to have to speak up, even if you're not targeted. Ask your congressman, what is this about? Tell us what this is about. So I'm asking for help because anytime you put it out there, Reverend Pinckney, for us to support this group or that group, I do send the money order out. I'm conscientious about that, and I'll do send the money order. So I'm asking that people help Targeted Justice, Post Office Box 15990. Houston, Texas, 77220. We're asking for $5, $1,000, whatever you have. We have to defeat the swamp. We have to drain the swamp. And they have more satellites that they want to ship up there. They're sitting on satellites. So the satellites they have now, I understand it's like 35,000 satellites in the sky. With all those satellites, the water could be cleaned up. The water in Benton Harbor could be cleaned up.
I'm not surprised at all.
No, we don't have to live like this. This mm-hmm. is some sick, this is some power. You know, they say they're known by their what is it? There's signs and symbols. And if people are paying attention, I see where the Department of Justice wants to have a day where everyone wears blue. Well, blue really signifies, from what I'm getting, are the Masonics, the Masons. Mm-hmm. And it's not in a good favor. So I don't wear that blue. You know, don't put it on. They take you over. You know, oh, do this for us and that. No. We have to pay more attention to what's going on, to where the money is going. Billions of dollars have left this country, and they're making billions of dollars torturing its own citizens. So where does it stop? Where do we draw the line? This can't go on because their time is up. The time is literally up, and we have to be ready.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
And, you know, you guys are strong enough. Yeah. You know one thing, Gloria, too? You guys are strong enough. If y'all just get together, y'all can handle things because it's way too many people targeted by this government, and this government has been getting away with it because they have infiltrated your group. And that's in order to have each other pitted against each other. That's how they operate. You see, they don't care nothing about you. They don't care nothing about you. They don't care nothing about me. They don't care about nothing. And then they have their Sambos running around. I would classify some of them kids as Sambos too, because, you know, there's over a million Sambos running around here, you know. But the point is, we have to call a spade, and that's one thing we won't do. We will not call these people that's out here just tell the truth. We won't tell the truth. We won't, you know, we so scared. We so intimidated by these devils. I'm not intimidated by them. If they got something for me, bring it on. Because I tell you this, my fight is for the future of our children. And I don't care about nothing else. I don't care what they say, what they do. And when it comes to a fight, it's going down. And I love my T.I.s. I love my T.I.s, you know. And I'm going to always love them.
We're the chosen one, and I believe you are too, because you've been persecuted and finger pointed at, and we go through a lot of stuff, but we're giving information out. We're able
to
inform the people.
There you go.
So we are the chosen one.
That's right. And the thing is, we can tell them what they do with that information is on them, you know. And, you know, for them to talk about you, that comes with the territory. If you out here delivering, you know, you think these white devils going to say no? You know, these white devils, they want to stop you any way they can because they want to be in control. So, you know, I'm proud that you're on the show talking about it today. And we're gonna keep it moving, Gloria. Listen, you got about 2 minutes to say whatever you want. I got to bring in my good friend, Dionysse. And we're going to get you on once a month so you can have something for us.
I sure will. Well, what I want to say now is we must. It's a must. It's no longer, one of these days. Now we have to come together because everything is changing. There's going to be so many changes, and we have to be prepared. Thank you for
listening.
Absolutely.
All right. Yes, and you take care of yourself. Tell the gang I say hey, and listen, we'll talk soon.
Let me
bring in my good friend. We've been friends for a long time. We lost track of each other, but she's the one and only. And I love the way she fights, and she fights for real. And this is my girl, Dionysse. Dionysse herself.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, Reverend. Thank you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good, fine out here. It's raining and cold.
Oh, well, you know, it's raining here, but it's not really that cold, so I'm good to go. Me and cold weather don't get along.
Me either. Me either.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me.
You know, Dionysse, anytime, Dionysse. Anything that you feel like you want to talk about, don't you dare hesitate, and let's bring it to the front. Because we got about 10 minutes to talk about it, and you got all 10 minutes.
Okay. First, I would just like to thank you for having me on again and not forgetting about the murder of Gregory Johnson Jr. His story will always be in my heart because I'm his mother and his father, and we will never forget what happened to him. And there are many people out there that will never forget. You are right, Reverend Pinckney. Our children are in trouble. Our children have always been in trouble. They have always been targeted for death since they fed us, our children, to alligators, which they want to try to wipe that out in places like Florida, like it never happened, you know, and they did that throughout history, throughout biblical history. Okay, they've done this. They've thrown a rock and hidden their hand. They've killed our children and hidden their hands. In 2008, they cracked my child's head open. They sodomized him in a fraternity house, in a predominantly white fraternity house. They lied. And first of all, they sent his body so they could harvest his organs to Kaiser Hospital in San Jose, California. They do nothing but kill, steal, and destroy. We are dealing with the devil. Our children are targets. Little babies are targets. Black children are missing more than any other children, any other race. And they're, and the cases are never, barely, hardly ever investigated. My child was massacred in a white fraternity house at San Jose State University in 2008. Gregory Johnson Jr. There's more than they had. The FBI investigated the case. And the FBI does not investigate suicide. That's something that does not happen. They interviewed over 90 people. And when they got the FOIA back, they refused to give me the reports. They refused to give it to our lawyer. And told me that they would only give me stuff that I needed to know on a need-to-know basis.
Mm.
The FBI. Our children mean nothing to these devils. You're dealing with an evil, wicked system. And when you think they're not watching you, you better think again.
Absolutely.
You
absolutely
better think again. They want to kill, steal, and destroy all black life in the entire world, but especially in the U.S. of A. Oh, yeah, you have Sambos. I ran to quite a few. You got organizations that are Sambos,
mm-hmm.
not just individuals. You got entire organizations that pretend to support black people in their quest for justice, and it's just they're just pretending. You have an entire...
You still there? Well, anyway, that's Denise Johnson. Her son attended San Jose University, and he was murdered by this fraternity, and nobody wanted to do anything. Nobody. When I said nobody, I mean exactly that. Nobody wanted to do anything, and they wanted to keep everything under wraps. And unfortunately, it didn't turn out that way, and we ran into a lot of Sambos during that period of time. But this is just the beginning. This is really just the beginning of everything. So we have to stay focused, make sure that we're doing what we're doing, and make sure that we're on top of our thing. Denise, are you back yet? Absolutely. But we got to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do and make sure that this is some very, very important stuff. I'm gonna have Denise back on next week because something happened. I don't know what. So we got to make sure we're doing all the things we need to do to make sure that things are going along as well as possible. But I'm excited myself. I'm excited to be around myself. I'm excited to be near. Is it worth? Can you hear me?
Radio station.
All right. Something happened, so I'm good to go.